Greetings in Jesus' name on this 20th day of May, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 50s outside under foggy conditions, and here we are at the end of another broadcasting week, broadcasting the glorious gospel of Christ and the truths that are found in the Word of God that change and transform who we are. We give God the glory for what He did last night, a powerful service down at the Wells Branch Baptist Church, and I enjoyed the good blessings of the Lord with the New England Baptist College that was there, and the two young men that preached the Word of God did a great job, and all four of the young men gave their testimony, and also their leader, Brother Devin Bard, gave his testimony, and it was just a great night of worship and praise and giving God the glory for how He met with us and visitors in the service, and indeed, a blessed time. And today we're headed down to the chapel service, and I'll be preaching in just a few moments. Already been early at it this morning here in my office, studying the Word of God and spending time alone with the Lord in prayer and seeking Him while He may be found, calling upon Him while He is near, drawing nigh to God and trusting the promises of the Word of God that He will draw nigh to you. What a joy it is to be able to continually share the good news of the Word of God and to share with you what God is doing. Thank you for praying for our aviation ministry. God willing, next week, the Cessna 310 will be back in our possession. I'll put a post up and we'll be able to have that back in our hangar, using that for the glory of God and traveling all around the New England area, encouraging laborers and helping other people. You said, "Preacher, what are you going to do about the gas?" Well, the same God that provided money whenever gas was $1 a gallon is the same God that's going to provide money when it's $5 a gallon. He's God, and besides Him, there is none other. We're going to trust Him, and we're going to depend upon Him totally for everything that's happening in our lives right now. I want you to look in your Bible today in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 31, where the Bible says, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." I want to speak for a little while on that phrase, doing all to the glory of God. And when we talk about His glory, we talk about His praise, we talk about His magnificence, we talk about how we are to honor the Lord, do everything to the glory of God. Do everything to the praise of the Lord. Do everything to the magnificence of our great God. Everything we do, whether we're eating, do it all to His glory. Whether we're drinking, do it all to His glory. And whether you're doing anything in life, do it all to His glory. You said, "Preacher, how are we going to do that?" Chapter number 10, where this verse is found, gives us so many great Bible truths that will help us to be able to do everything that we do to the glory of God. The Bible says, "Now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted." How are we going to live our lives to the glory of God? We're going to learn from other people's mistakes. The Bible says that they did all eat the same spiritual meat. The Bible says they did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. And so they all had the same opportunities for the blessings of the Lord. But with many of them, the Bible says in verse 5, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. How are we going to live a life that will bring glory to God? We're going to learn from the mistakes of others. They all have the same opportunities, but some of them, God was not well pleased. They were overthrown in the wilderness. And we all have the same opportunities. You're listening to the radio preacher today. You're hearing the Bible truths that are shared here on this broadcast today. And we're able to make choices. We're able to honor God with our lives. We're able to choose Christ. For that drink, thank God, was that spiritual rock. And that rock was Christ. Oh my, we have the opportunity to drink that great spiritual drink, the Lord Jesus Christ. You think there's something in Red Bull? I've got something better than Red Bull. I've got that spiritual rock, that spiritual drink, the Lord Jesus. You think you're going to get on one of these special five-hour energies? I've got something better. I've got the greatest energy drink you could ever drink, the spiritual drink of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have this opportunity. But yet many shunned that opportunity, and many here shunned that opportunity. And with many of them, the Bible says, God was not well pleased. And so how are we going to live our lives and bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'll tell you how we're going to do it. We're going to learn from other people's mistakes. And when we learn from those mistakes, we're able to say, I'm not going that way. I'm going this way. I'm going to honor the Lord Jesus Christ with my life. And I'm going to be a part of what He's doing. And I'm not going to be a part of all of that foolishness of being overthrown in the wilderness. I'm going to keep drinking this spiritual drink. Woo! Boy, this is good. I hope that you're excited today and thrilled about what God is doing. And let's be busy about the Father's business, serving the King Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day and a fabulous weekend. And we'll talk to you again on Monday.